Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace Arivamsha Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 17th Chapter, 36th Verse. Before I hand over the call to Prabhu, I request Raj Prabhu to give a brief introduction of today's speaker. Raj Prabhu, over to you.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanava pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here's a very brief introduction for our speaker today. His Grace Harivamsha Prabhuji. Prabhuji is very fortunate to be born to a Vrajvasi mother and used to spend a lot of time, his childhood time in Vrindavan. Prabhu has his own spiritual practices, including chanting centered around Radha and Krishna through ISKCON Vrindavan, Haribol. Later, during his studies, especially in US, Prabhuji got involved both in sadhana and preaching with ISKCON under direction of His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhuji. He was fortunate to be blessed by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj with Harinam and Diksha. Prabhuji spends 7-8 months in Vrindavan and rest traveling in India and US for preaching. This is a very brief introduction that we got for Prabhuji. So over to you, Mataji. We're looking forward to Prabhuji class. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you for that brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Hare Vamsa, Prabhuji. Are you ready? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for coming on to our call and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam on this very auspicious day of Ekadasi and in the very auspicious month of Purushottama. I now hand over to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Raj Prabhu, for introduction, kind introduction. Thank you to all the organizers here who gave me the opportunity. And my first of all obeisances to Srila Prabhupada, who has created wonderful centers, oases all over the world. And this one is also one of that oases, although it is virtual, but that's good. That's good. Let the transcendental vibration keep on going. My obeisances to all our Guru Varga who are inspiring us to take the next step towards Sri Radha and Sri Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. My also obeisances in the dust of all of your lotus feet that you blessed me so that I can speak something for the pleasure of our acharyas, for your inspiration, and for this Das's purification. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raj Prabhu, am I audible clearly to you?
Yes, Prabhuji. It's very clear and very nice. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from the 6th canto, 17th verse, 17th chapter and 36th verse. Thank you for sharing. Sri Shuka Uvacha Bhagavataha Shrisyoma Bhibhashitam Babhuva Shanta Dhirajan Devi Vigata Vismaya. Sri Shuka Uvacha, Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti Das, Shrutva hearing. Powerful Shivasya of Lord Shiva, Uma Parvati, Abhibhashitam instruction. Babhuva became Shanta Dhihi, very peaceful. Rajan, O King Parikshit, Vigata Vismaya, released from astonishment. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O King, after by her husband, the demigoddess Uma, the wife of Lord Shiva, gave up her astonishment at the behavior of King Chitraketu and became steady in intelligence. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur remarks that the word Shanta Dhihi means Swiya Purva Swabhava Smritya. When Parvati remembered her former behavior in cursing Chitraketu, she became very much ashamed and covered her face with the skirt of her sari, admitting that she was wrong in cursing Chitraketu. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Nmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitansha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunya Madhi Paschatya Desha Tarine E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Dheyam Sada Paribhavagnam Abhishta Doham Tirthaspadam Shiva Virinchinutam Sharanyam Vrityarthiham Pranatapal Bhavadhipotam Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam Hantaya Madhiravala Haridasa Varyo Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodah Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayos Tayoriyat Paniya Suya Vasakandara Kandamulaihi Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Gire Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Taranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you again for joining today. We are discussing a very remarkable chapter here. Actually, every chapter of Bhagavatam is remarkable. Just we need the eyes to dig out the gems and the jewels of the ocean of Bhagavatam. His Holiness Hanumat Preshak Swami Maharaj once said something which I am paraphrasing. He said, every psychological situation which we come across in life, not only situation, dispositions of people, how they act, how they behave, we will find a similar anecdote in Bhagavatam. Let me repeat. Every psychological disposition which we may come across in life on a day-to-day basis, we'll find a similar anecdote in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam therefore teaches us niti also. Niti means some way of you, vyavahar. Vyavahar means how we deal with people, and especially how we deal with devotees. But it goes all the way more. It tells us not to just become satisfied at niti or vyavahar, but go beyond to the land of devotion. That's why it is Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam means idam bhagavatah. This is about Bhagavan. Bhagavatam is idam bhagavatanam. This is of the devotees. And Bhagavatam is idam bhagavata proktam. It is said, proktam, by Bhagavan. Why? Because the largest samvad of 27 chapters is Krishna speaking to Uddhava in the 11th canto. So it's about Lord, it's about what Lord said, and it's about the devotees. In this chapter also, we will see a remarkable presentation of human psyche, dispositions, how we act with different people. And I will try to thread my presentation and discussion by in the way of four sutras. So if you don't remember anything out of the talk, just remember those four sutras. They will connect our story and discussion today. So what is happening to Parvati? Parvati, Uma, Abhibhashitam. Abhibhashitam, people here will be knowing some Hindi, Bhashan, right? Bhashan means speech. But this is Abhibhashitam, well-spoken speech, by a person who knows the intricacies of how to deal with people. When she hears that, Shiva also means Mangalmay, auspicious. So he is auspicious. Shivasya Abhibhashitam Shutva, when she heard what happened to Uma, Shantadhihi Babhuva. Babhuva means became. She became Shantadhi. Dhi means intelligence. Shant means peaceful. Bhukti, Mukti, Siddhi, Kami, Shakale, Ashanta. We will realize in our life, and if we incorporate in our life this chintan. Chintan means contemplation. Contemplation means meditation. Meditation means a step beyond shravana. After we hear, we contemplate. If we incorporate this chintan in our lives and start observing us, why I am unhappy, why I am unsatisfied, why I feel discontent. In Hindi, we use the word called khujli. Somebody heard about that? Some itching, you know, there is an itching in the intelligence. Even despite we may be doing reasonable sadhana, seva, satsang would be good. Why is this khujli? At the heart of it will be some kamana, or a kamana which has not become fulfilled. The way I wanted it, it never got fulfilled. So that generates an itching or khujli. Hence, sakale ashanta. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam. Nishkam means no desires, or to the extent we have no desires, right? Ata eva shanta. And that's what, why she was ashantadhi earlier, because she felt her husband has not been treated the way she wanted her husband to be treated, isn't it? So what happened? Her kamna was not fulfilled. Hence she became ashantadhi. But what made her shantadhi in the end? It's Shivasya Abhibhashitam. Now to come to the point of understanding Shivasya Abhibhashitam, let's rewind a bit and go to the beginning of the crisis. Many of you love storytelling and story reading. Everybody loves stories. Stories are a very good mechanism of understanding something. In our olden days, what would happen? We never had movies. Thank God. We used to have dramas. We are from the area of Banke Bihari in Vrindavan. And here there is a culture of Rasalila. Now, what is Rasalila? Rasalila is not the Krishna dancing with gopis, only that pastime. But the word Ras Leela Anukaran. Anukaran means acting out. Leela and Ras. Leela means pastimes. Ras means the dancing. This is a very old tradition in Vrindavan in which Brahmana boys of less than 16 years of age, they act, remember, boys, only boys. Brahmana boys act as Radha, Krishna and six gopis. And there is one comedian in it called Madhumangal or Manasukha. They act, they are dressed. And on the side, there is something called Samaj. What is Samaj? Samaj is a team of singers. The major singer is called Rasdhari. He's the director or Sutradhari, you can say. He starts singing the various songs in Braj Bhasha and Sanskrit, and the boys who are now Krishna and friends of Krishna or some other characters also like Kamsa and things like that, they start acting. They are called Swarup. Why they are called Swarup? Because when any Rasleela gets enacted in Vrindavan, people treat Radha Krishna as Radha Krishna. They treat them as Radha Krishna. In fact, first they will go and touch their feet. Why this tradition was important? Because here your eyes are involved and your ears are involved. Eyes are involved, ears are involved. Two most powerful Gyanendriyas. And hence what happens? Your mind is captured. This is called Drishya. This is called Shravya. Drishya, Shravya. Something which is capable to be seen, something which is capable to be heard, and the mixture is powerful. And no wonder why movies are so popular these days. Rupa Goswami understood that perhaps, and therefore he wrote Natakas. Natakas, because there they can be enacted, right? Sometimes it is said Rupa Goswami would himself become like, he would make pagdi. Although he was a Babaji, but he would dress like a director and act on the, come on the stage and say that, bho, 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 audience, are, 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 oh, 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 audience, listen, I have composed a play. You would be happy hearing that. They were enacted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself enacted. Why I am telling all this? Because whether in the movies or in these natakas or in the novels or whatever, which can evoke our sense of imagination as well as hearing, a crisis is important. Because if the story is plain, right? Okay, two characters come and they happily dance and then happily act and then da-da-da-da-da and the story ends. People will say, paise vasool nahi huye. Or in English, our money, there is, we didn't get the full, the cost of our money spent. Crisis is important because crisis breaks something and it mends something. So what is the crisis which happened here? This happened all the way here in the sixth verse. Chitraketu Maharaj has gotten the association of Shankarshana. He is very happy. He is very happy. He is now Vicharan Akashe. He is through the air routes, traveling. And he sees his godbrother in one sense. Who is his godbrother? Shivji. Because Shivji also worships Shankarshana. And then he sees some peculiar sight. Shivji is dressed in four directions and he wears a munda mala of whom? Riyad Bhagavatamrita Sanatan Goswami says that the mundas are the mundas, the skulls are the skulls of departed Vaishnavas. Shivji is such a Bhaktavatar. In fact, it is said once Parvati and Shivji were going and Shivji started doing dandavats. So Parvati said, Maharaj, why are you doing dandavats? He said, oh, 1,000 years ago, one devotee was doing tapasya here. Okay. After a while, Shivji goes and starts doing dandavats. Parvati asks, Maharaj, now what happened? Shivji said, oh, 1,000 years in the future, one devotee will come here and do tapasya. So Shivji is that attracted, or he has that acumen towards devotion. That's why he is, in one sense, bhin and abhin with Vishnu. Shivji's tattva is very guda, but we understand him to be Vaishnavanam Yathashambhu or Bhaktavataram. So this Shivji is seen in an assembly in which all Siddhas are sitting, and he is holding or in embrace Parvati Maya on his lap. Now Chitraketu makes a comment. Esha Loka Guruhu Sakshad Dharma Vakta. He is the Vakta, speaker of Dharma. He is Sakshad Loka Guru. He has taught so many people. In Bhagavatam also we see, right? He comes and instructs Prachetas. He comes and instructs so many people, even in other lives also. Other places also, other Puranas also we have seen. In fact, even in a devotee's lives we have seen, those who were devotees of Lord Shiva, when they wanted their devotion increased and they were looking for a final refuge, they were inspired by Lord Shiva within their heart to worship Shiva's Lord, Ram or Krishna. Tulasidas also offers his Ramcharitmanas to Shivji and Parvati, saying that, well, Shivji inspired. So, here is Shivji, Sakshad Loka Guru, and what he is doing, this is Chitraketu's words, right? Mithuni Bhuya Bharyaya. With his wife, he is Mithuni Bhuya. He is becoming, he is embracing her. Now, first lesson. It all starts with words. Jarurat kya thi? Hindi mein kahe to. We can speak in Hindi or English. Oh, what was the need of saying those words? Granted, you got those thoughts, and we keep getting those thoughts in our minds. Our mind is a critic, right? It keeps telling several things. But what was the need of saying? Could have been kept quiet. He said it. In fact, this is, now we can say that, oh, the Leela is happening, pastime is happening, Chitraketu is an advanced devotee. Granted, and we'll touch upon that. However, at our level, we should not stay shy from deriving lessons. The first lesson here is this, that what were the need of these words? And this we see in our interaction with devotees in the world around. People are walking commentators. You know, commentary in cricket and in baseball and whatever. Commentary happens, right? Earlier in our childhood, you know, we would see matches. Now I wonder, why do they have to say everything about every shot, where the ball is going, who is catching, who is doing what? Can't they keep little mauna or silent? No, but commentary. Actually, we keep doing that all the time. Commentary on anybody else's, or especially our near and dear ones, comments on their actions, comments on their behaviors. But as Surdas says, Kau keman ko na janat logan keman hasi. Nobody knows the heart of anybody. People just make out something, what is going in the heart, and they either laugh or comment. How do we know what's going in the heart? Narad was present in the assembly. Chitraketu would have been a little less, you know, little less vocal about it. Mithuni Bhuya Bharyaya. So this is the first thing, that even though we spot a fault, apparent fault, let's not speak it. Actually, the zuruvit, or the ideal condition, is that we don't see faults. Fault is seen when there is a durguna or anartha of asuya. Asuya means guneshu doshah avishkaranam. Avishkaranam. Avishkar means invention. invention of doshaha. Guna, dosha means faults. Where? Guneshu. Where there is a mine of good qualities, we invent faults. So, but suppose we are not at that level, at least we can control the tongue, because the words remain in the ether. Now Chitraketu did stop at that. He went a step forward and he metaphorized it, made it even more general fault. What was it? This is in the seventh verse. Jata dhiras tivra tapa. And then he says, gata rihi prakrito yatha. Yatha, like prakrita, normal person, gatahri, nirlaj, one who has lost all his shame. Such a big accusation. You know, in the first verse, he just told Shivji that you are embracing the wife. And then he metaphorized it to a much more general thing, saying that like a nirlaj or a shameless person. So it all started with the word, then it got a little generalized. And that's a lesson to us that maybe we should make friendship with silence. Sometimes we think that if we speak more when we are not ordained to, then maybe we'll keep appease everybody. But no, sometimes silence is golden. Or at best, we can speak about Krishna Katha. And that's why in Braj, this saying is popular. Do jap, because if you don't do jap, we'll do gap. Gup means gossip. So instead of gup, let's do jup. Only 16 rounds? Why? When we are not having the beads, we can keep chanting with our tongue. Srila Prabhupada just says 16 rounds on the beads, infinite rounds off the beads. And that's actually the practice. That's actually the practice. It is abhyas. It won't dawn upon automatically. No, just like we did abhyas to go from one round to four round to eight to 16 and beyond, we can do abhyas that whatever time we are even doing mechanical activities, we can chant. And then when we chant, the name itself will induce this care or savdhani, awareness that speech is not needed now. Now, Chitraketu went even one more step ahead. So what was the first step? He spoke the fault. Second, he generalized it. Third, he philosophized it. What was the philosophication? That's in the eighth verse. Prayasha prakritashchapi striyam rahasi bibhrati. Normal people, when they are engaged in loving affairs, they do in private. However, he is doing in public. He even philosophized it. Now, again, a pastime must be happening to teach us. But from a niti point of view, from a vyavahar point of view, we can take the lesson, and that's the sutra one of today. Use words with caution. What's the sutra one? Use words with caution. They stay in the ether. They stay in our memories. 20 saal pehle kya kaha? What did you tell me 20 years ago? And people do not forget. Words are so powerful that somebody else's words also affect us. Very true. Somebody else's words affect us. They take us down. So we have to use those words also with caution. How much we have to take it? How much we have to respect it? Or how much we have to do upeksha. But our words, we have to be careful. Like sometimes there is a tendency to baat baat mein jhoot, small, small way, speak little, little lies. And sometimes we may do transcendental justification also. Okay, it's okay. But no, the anarthas are not compartmentalized in our hearts. It's not that the asatya or the untruth ahankar in our heart will say, okay, okay, I'll serve you well when you talk with non-devotees, but with devotees, I won't come in your way. No, that will become habit. And then that anartha will creep in our relationship with devotees and maybe with our gurus and maybe with Krishna. So, first sutra, use word with caution. In fact, in modern psychology also, there is one Don Miguel Ruiz. He had written a book called Four Agreements, and it was very startling to see his first agreement was this only. And I got inspiration from this, from Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita says, right? Anudvega karam vakyam, like that. Don Miguel Ruiz says that, be impeccable with your word. What does impeccable means? He says that peccable derived from Latin word, which means sin. So impeccable means a word which will not impose sin on others, right? Which will not agitate others. Why to comment, right? Because one comment will beg another comment from them, and then be lost in commentaries after commentaries. Time is wasted. So here, that's the first lesson. Just imagine, first lesson, first sutra, be impeccable with the word or use word. And we could see that how, if just Chitraketu wouldn't have spoken, this thing wouldn't have happened. However, this was meant to happen because it has to teach us something. Now see the contrast how Shivaji is taking it. As I told, Shivaji is a very powerful, and sometimes as Vaishnavas, we get a little bit confused whether we should respect or not. I remember when I was faculty, and I had, in US, it was there for a conference somewhere, and there was one other Vaishnava from other Sampradaya. He took me to a temple in which the basement was a Shivalaya and Navagraha, and the top floor was Venkatesh temple. And I was so happy because in Davan, we see Shivji in his form as Gopishwar, Mahadev. He inspires us to have that mood of worship towards Radha and Krishna. So I went in, but I saw him, he was standing out like this. I said, Paul, you don't go inside? He said, no. And then I thought, well, okay, it may be in other sampradayas, who knows, I have nobody to comment, but I was thinking, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whichever Shivala he went, he danced. Sanatan Goswami was such reverential towards Chakaleshwar Mahadev. So here we see a beautiful example set by Shivji. What did Shivji do? He prahasya. He just smiles. This is the ninth verse. Bhagavan api tat shrutva tasya vachanam shrutva tasya chitraketuhu. Chitraketu's words he heard. And he's Bhagwan because he's sort of abhin, you can say, shiram yatha dadi vikara vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tatha pritag asti hetoho. So Shivji is like that, and related with Vishnu is a very interesting tattva. He's bhin and abhin in one sense. And what he did? Prahasya. He just smiled. Agadadhihi. He has a broad-minded intelligence. Oh, Nripa. What did he say? He tushrim babhuva. See, he followed the first sutra. In fact, he followed, and hence we are deriving that first sutra. He remained silent. Many a things are solved by silence. Tushrim babhuva. Tushrim means he remained silent. And what happened? Tad anugratah, tad anugatah. People who were following him, they also did so. Amazing. The followers were sitting and they said, oops, something interesting has happened. What should we do? Let's not take sides. We are follower of Shivji. He smiled and he kept quiet. I think we should not smile, but we can keep quiet. Isn't it amazing? And that's what is said, that many things are caught then taught. If we are under the shelter of a knowledgeable, a concerned, and a deep Vaishnava, then his or her activities will make much more impact in our lives. And that is why the word which we use in our Gaudiya literatures is anugatya. Anugatya means it's related to anugat. Anugat means a follower. Sanugatya means the quality of being a follower. That's why we take on our heads the lotus feet of our Diksha and Shiksha Gurus with reverence, because we know that how much ever we can study, it may go deep in heart when somebody will show us. In Braj, there is a saying by saints, koi dikhata hai to dikhta hai, koi sunata hai to sunai deta hai. If somebody shows, then you will see it. If somebody makes you hear, we'll hear it. On our capability, sometimes things are quite difficult. So here, see a perfect example that these people were so much anugata of Shivji that they saw, oh, he's quiet. Who are we to comment? Let's be quiet. Amazing. Just imagine if few of them started posting on Facebook and WhatsApp and, oh, Shivji, maybe stop your lecture a bit. Who is this intruder? Let me show him. He's not paying you respect. No. They didn't do it. And Shivji is hence teaching us the second sutra. What is the first sutra? Use word with caution. The second sutra is, every comment does not beg a response. Let me repeat. Every comment does not beg a response. This I see so evidently in holy places, in crowded temples. As I mentioned, we are in the downtown of Vrindavan and used to be our daily practice to go to Bankya Bihari Ji. It's stone throw distance. But now, because of the huge crowd, things have become so kind of crowded that it's very difficult to go every day. And sometimes we can go twice in a week or once in a week like that. But even when you go there, sometimes you, and of course you go, you try to imbibe a particular vision while going out, then you learn lessons. Otherwise, Kali Yuga is very vichitra place, and even in place like Vrindavan, Udipi, Tirupati, or whatever holy place, one can start seeing faults around. So you're going and you're caught up in a crowded thing. And I remember last time I went to Bankya Bihari Ji, or last time, there was an old lady who was standing nearby, and he did like that and said, and I have to say this in Braj Bhasha to create a good impact. Baba Ji, kyo dhakko maar rahe hai? Okay. Babaji, they said, I mean, every person dressed in dhoti kurta, they will say Babaji only. So Babaji, why are you pushing me? Now, did I push? No, I was being pushed from behind and I was sitting on the side. I was walking on her side. Why did she say? And I saw all across people pushing each other and then screaming on each other. Now, if I get a push from somebody nearby, did she or he push me? Or somebody far behind pushed? Who did what? Nobody knows. And that's what happens in life. Who has come near us to dole out? Dole out means release out or dispense out. Give us our own karma we don't know. And especially we are devotees, who knows Krishna himself is creating situations to teach us. We don't know. So if somebody comments us, and by comment means somebody acts in a particular way, does it need a response? So should I have shouted at that lady? Bawri ho gayi hai? Main toh ko dhakko maryo? Have you become bad? Have I pushed you? There was no need. Radhe radhe, aage badhte chalo. We can move. It happens with the auto rickshaws also. Sometimes people come from outside and the Brajvasi auto rickshaws start haggling with them, and they start entering into fight, and they start doing what? As Chitraketu is doing. First find fault, then metaphorize it. Tum sab log aisa hi karte ho. And philosophize it. Tum Krishna ki bhoomi mein rehte ho aur tumhe yahan ka bilkul parwaah nahi hai. Kaise bhakto? You stay in the land of Krishna and you cannot even take care of proper etiquette, what kind of bhakta are you? So words became metaphor and metaphor become a philosophy. But what is the need? Srila Prabhupada warned the devotees when they were coming to Vrindavan, saying that don't haggle. One saint told to me that hence a best practice when we are living in the association of devotees and especially in dhammas, that we have to keep this perception. What is the perception? That everything is manifestation of Thakurji. Thakurji is Krishna or Kishoriji. Kishoriji is Radha. Now you'll say, wait, what are you saying, Prabhu? He or she is a jiva, right? And the jiva is agyanmay. And that's all right. But isn't in the heart of that person, Lord is sitting? Who is more important out there? Lord or jiva? Jiva is important in so far as jiva is the ansh of Lord, right? That's what we have our transcendental relations. Isn't it? A loves Krishna, B loves Krishna, hence A loves B. Otherwise, A loves B doesn't make sense, isn't it? So this perception that everything is manifestation of Krishna. You see three girls, small girls walking? Maybe Radha and Lalita and Vishakha. Two boys walking, Krishna and Balram. This has become the practice of devotees staying in dham. And in fact, when we are also in the association of devotees, we can develop that practice that who are walking around us, they may be special people. Hence, if they comment or if they act in a particular way, not everything needs a response. Why to take so many things so personal? Shivji did that. He decided, oh, I should not take this so personal. It's okay. So he just smiled. Hence, such a beautiful explanation of our sutra too, that every comment does not beg a response. In fact, dear devotees, I want to say that somehow I feel so amazed at Lord Shiva and Parvati. It seems like they have a team. They act in interesting ways to teach us lessons. In fact, you will find many of the hymns are spoken by Shivji to Parvati. Radha Kripa Kataksh Stotra. That is the national anthem of Vrindavan, as they say. Kada Karishasi Hamam Kripa Kataksh Bhajanam. O Radhe, when will you make the object of your loving glance? And Shivji has spoken so much in Skanda Puran, so much in Padma Puran also, and Ramcharitmanas also, so on and so forth. So sometimes I feel when I read all these pastimes, all glories to Shivji and all glories to Parvati Maya, they're acting in interesting ways to teach us. So I thought I will say this before we head towards analyzing Parvati Maya's response, of course, with all reverence to understand the lesson. This is what happened in Ramcharitmanas also. Lord Shiv Parvati said to Shiva, saying that, wait, do you worship Ram? But seems like Ram is wandering like a person afflicted with the pain of separation of his wife and he's crying here and there. So Shivji thought she didn't understand. He explained, but she didn't understand. Then she dressed herself and Sita and went in front of Ram. And then Ram immediately asked us, Kaheu Bahuri Kaha Vrishiketu? Oh, where is your husband? You're walking alone? And she looked at one instant and she saw Ram with the entire Ram Darbar, Ram, Siyamaya, Hanuman and Lakshman. And other instant she saw Ram again asking the creepers, where is Sita? But through this, the divinity of Ram is illustrated, that he's just not ordinary person. He's acting as a Maryada Purush, but he's divine. So here also Parvati did some Leela. And Parvati went one step ahead than Chitraketu. Chitraketu, we understood what he did. He found fault, he had to metaphorize it and philosophize it. But Parvati made it too general. He roped in other fellows also in her rebuke. What did she say? First, she told Chitraketu in the 11th verse, ki, have you been appointed to do justice on us lowly people? So Chitraketu commented something. Maybe she would have stopped. She would have seen everybody. Nobody's commenting. But she didn't do it. She directly attacked Chitraketu, saying that, have you been appointed to teach us? And we are the lowly people, right? And Dandadharaha Prabhu. And who are we? We are Nirlajjanam Dushtanam. We are like shameless people. So you have been appointed. And then she roped in other people. And this is the verse 12 in which she says, Brahma, Narada, other people, don't they know dharma that they didn't stop you? And finally, she attacked him, his core. You know, sometimes happens in our lives, right? We are practicing devotees, but we are not fully purified. So with our near and dear ones, sometimes anger comes out and our near dear ones attack our core also. So is that your spirituality? Anger hasn't gone, right? That hurts. Because that is not dealing with the situation, that is attacking the character. In Greek, it is called ad hominem attack. Ad hominem attack means you take the mudda. Mudda means a topic in hand. Remove it out of the picture and attack the character of the person. So like if suppose two people are arguing with each other whether it should be called potato or it should be called potato or it should be called batata. Now, after a while, they'll remove potato out of the picture and they'll speak to each other. You always make up stories and say something else when something else has to be said. So what happens? Philosophication has happened and directly character is attacked. Doesn't that happen with all of us in our day-to-day interaction? That when we are arguing with somebody, it's a logical thing. And sometimes the logic is kept out of the place. And people say to each other, why are you always like that? The topic may be about doing some service. And argument is happening and even people are fine. We may take that argument out of the picture and tell other people, why are you always angry? And now you may think, what happened? I was never angry. I was logically discussing something. This is called ad hominem attack. And that's what happened in the 24th verse. No, 14th verse. Nayam arhati vaikuntha pada moolopasarpanam. He is not qualified to go to Vaikuntha. Why? Because he's tabda. Little bit foolish guy. He's not understanding the importance of Shivji. Sambhavita mati. His mati is, I think Sambhavita mati perhaps here means, he is maybe not giving respect where it is due, something like that. And so you are doomed to be cursed. Final weapon from the words. Prabhupada mentions that in his purport to 9th verse that considering all this, King Chitraketu was somewhat harsh in his behavior with Lord Shiva. We understood it, but Parvati was harsher, we can say. And this is a golden lesson to all of us, seeing what is happening. Acharya has revealed that maybe Chitraketu was just in a happy jest, and Chitraketu later reveals that his intention was not that. Parvati took it in a different way. And that's why our Acharyas have told us, which is what we began the discussion with today, Kau ke man ko na janat. We do not know the heart of anybody. By giving lectures, by singing nicely, by dressing nicely, ourselves are Thakurji, and then showing everybody how I have dressed Thakurji. We cannot for sure surmise that the inner state of the heart will be equally golden. So many stories are filled in our day-to-day lives. sometimes we hear of some simple Mataji passing away from this world. And later when we hear memorial, we find out, oh my God, we never understood the glories. She was just making garland. I have one story for you. This is not an ISKCON devotee. He was practicing Pushti Margi bhajan and service. Pushti Margi, as you know, Vallabhacharya, it's a Rudra Swami Sampradaya. His name is Anoop Ji. No, I wouldn't have known about it, but his saint friend, you can say a sannyasi friend, lives in Vrindavan for some time and he doesn't speak much. But a person in his service is my good friend. So Anoopji's friend, that saint, told these anecdotes about Anoopji to my friend, and this friend told me very recently. This Anoopji was such a pure-hearted person. And I just remember this. Vishaya chhariya kabe shuddha habe man tabe ha moheribo. Sri Vrindavan. Vrindavan would be seen really, not seen like a tourist place we go and touch, or lost my heart in Vrindavan on t-shirt, that's good, but not like that. When the heart is Nirmala, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai, it will be reflected, it will come, attract. The pure heart will attract the pure Alladini energy. That's the Siddhant which Jiva Goswami and our Acharyas have taught us. So Anoopji was so pure that he married his wife Archana Ji. And as the married couples go to visit first place, they went to Shimla. And lo and behold, Anoopji is standing 1.5 hours in the balcony of the room of their guest house and crying. Archana Ji comes and first she thinks that maybe he's not happy with his choice. So she probes and probes. First he's not telling and then he reveals his heart. What can I do? I am seeing this mountains and I feel like they are Giri Govardhan. Such a pure-hearted person. Then the second anecdote was, this person was an engineer in his times, civil engineer, I believe. And at that time, he was paid 25,000 rupees, Jodhpur, maybe 15 years ago or something like that. But he never wanted to work. One fine day, it all came here. You know, that's the thing. Vairag, renunciation sometimes doesn't need a permission. And heart is pure, it can come in a very strong jolt. And he was seeing the sun has set, the birds are going towards their nest. And he was seeing this situation and he's thinking, how fortunate are these birds? They are so independent and I have to slog. This is the time when Sri Krishna with Barha Pidam Natavara Vapuhu Karanayohu Karanikaram, he's dressed in a beautiful chaila way and he's decorated with minerals. He is coming from the forest and the cows are raising the dust, and the dust in India, this is the time right now, this was the time, and the dust is being raised and his alka vali is being little clouded and his beauty is increased, and this is called avani means coming. I should be singing the padas, the songs about avani, and serving my deities. What I am doing? And he started crying. Now, his manager was a little sensible person and he came to him and probed. And he said, what's going on? Do you want to increase your salary? Should I increase your salary? But because he was nice, he probed, he revealed. Anoopji said, this is my heart. The manager said, oops, I never know you have gone to such a level. I think, go, you don't have to come. So he went home, called all his friends, including the saint friend, saying that this time I have not left the job. They left me, so I will not go to job anymore. Since then, he started worshipping his deity and his two kids also picked up pakhavach and all the things. And some saints said that this entire family of four, this their janma was to set an example. And maybe Krishna loved them so much that on Kedarnath disaster, all four left their body in an accident. Sometimes it so happens that devotee may be going to difficulty, maybe health crisis, maybe got a cancer, maybe something. And who knows, sometimes when the awareness is less, we may comment, oh, they were not keeping their health well. Or second, oh, maybe they're aparadha. No. We don't know. Krishna may be loving them so much like he loved Kunti Maharani that he is giving them a taste of Kunti Maharani, being like Kunti Maharani, just to glorify them and then teach us through their example that how they can be steady in such situations. This is repeatedly indicated in the scriptures. Chaitanya Charitra e Parama Gambhir. Jai bhuje, shai bhuje, jar mane, ta pada dhir, jiske manme, in his, whose heart, there is steadiness to his lotus feet, he only can worship. And jar chitta krishna prema karai udai, in whose heart the real Krishna prema or even the bhav has come, tar vakya, his or her speech, kriya, actions, mudra, action, mudra means the gestures, vigyana bhujaye. And that's why it is best that we follow the teachings which they tell and which are in accordance with the scriptures rather than looking at the actions also. This is what Parikshit Maharaj asked, why is Krishna dancing with the gopis? Is it not improper? And Shukdev Goswami said, Ishwaraha vachaha, Ishwaranam vachaha satyam, tathaiva charitam kvachit. That Ishwaranam, of all the controllers, their speech or the teachings are truth. Sometimes their actions are not commensurate with their teachings. Tesham yat sva vacho yuktam. But we should follow only those teachings which are in accordance with their actions. Bewildering actions, keep quiet, we don't understand. Let's not take sides. Buddhimans tat samacharet. This brings us to the third sutra. What was the first sutra? Use word with caution. Second sutra was every comment does not beg a response. And third sutra, don't fixate on a mental story. We have to look beyond. Maybe Thakurji is playing in his or her heart, which we cannot know. And this is what Shivji told. After seeing all this, because Chitraketu Maharaj, after being cursed, he said, okay, thank you so much. I'm really for asking, begging forgiveness. And I'm not asking forgiveness so that you reverse the curse, but what I've spoken. Amazing, no? Why, for Vaishnavas, giving forgiveness and asking forgiveness is not optional. It's a part of their being. So Shivji said, look, now Shivji didn't catch hold of ears of Parvati. Anyway, she was sitting on his lap, so he could have caught hold, right? He didn't do that or jeer her. No. Smiled and said, see, such great are these people. And then he is showing himself down in order to glorify Chitraketu. What he's saying, na ham virinchana kumara naradau, 32nd verse, na brahma putra munayah suresha, vedama yasye hita, hitam ashanka shanka, na tat swarupam prithagishamanah. Even we don't know, tasman na vismayah karya purusheshu mahatmasu, 35th verse. The deeds of the great people, therefore you should not be surprised. Now, when Shivji spoke like that, in such a compassionate way, not even already see Parvati acted in a wrong way, just that action itself is a punishment. So why to punish the person twice? When we used to go to Olympiads, represent India, long time back, so our trainers would tell us, because I would ask them, oh, I have a 10-part question And the first part, if I made a mistake, like I got the value 1 equal to 10. So then all the parts will be wrong, right? He said, don't worry. Why? Because they have the policy of not penalizing twice. If you got the wrong value, but your steps are right, then it's okay. They understood that you're just plugging the wrong value. Isn't that an amazing thing? So in our life also, why to punish a person twice? He has already been produced by his bad actions. So Shivji compassionately dealt with her and said the following things. Narayana, that famous one, Narayana paraha sarve na kutashchana vibhyati swarga apavarga narkeshu apitulyartha darshana deya darshinaha deya. They see everything equal. So she understood. Koi dikhata hai, to dikhta hai. Somebody shows us, we'll be able to see. If somebody makes us hear, we'll be able to hear. Hence, she became the worst today. Babhuva shantavihi. She's now not thinking, oh, why my husband was treated this way. No, these are great personalities acting in such way. I should not have desires. Desires are purged. Hence, one becomes shantadhihi and vigata vismaya. All the immobilities went. How did Prabhupada translate? Released from astonishment. And this verse commentary, several places, several acharyas have done it in different ways. Not big commentaries are available here. There is one acharya called Vamshidhar. He comments saying that, you know why he's using the word Rajan? Because he's saying, see Rajan, such are the glories of bhakti. But you have bhakti in your heart, don't worry. So you should not feel little inferiority complex. You have bhakti. Then Vishnu Chakri Thakur says, Suya Purva Swabhava Smritya. She remembered her past activities. You know, repentance is good. So hence also she became little ashamed. Such are the pastimes. And that brings us to the final sutra. Sutra 4, which Shivji did. Search for the devotional part, spark and fan it. What did Shivji do? He brought down his position. He elevated the position of Chitraketu. And by not chastising Parvati also, he fanned her spark also. That see the devotional spark there. Isn't it? Because as I'm speaking, we do not know how Krishna is acting with different devotees. This is the last story of the day. In 1 minute, Govind Das, also called Govind Swami in Pushti Sampradaya, he took his shelter under Vithalanadji. Vithalanadji was the second son of Vallabhacharya. And he came to Vithalanadji and said, okay, I want to once see Krishna, can you bless me? Okay, it's 5:50 p.m. already here. Can I go 2 minutes above time or I can just stop it here?
Yes, Prabhuji, so please. You can continue, Prabhuji.
Thank you. No. Thank you. It will not be more than 5 minutes. Yeah. So Govind Das said, okay, you bless me with darshan of Krishna. He said, okay, tathastu. And one fine day, Krishna just came and stood in front of him. And Krishna said, Govind Das, I have a desire. We should play Gilli Danda. You know, Gilli Danda, it's like an archaic form of cricket. He said, whoever wins carries the winner on his back. He becomes like a horse. Okay. So Krishna was always winning. So he was being carried like he was being carried on Govindas. Govindas is acting as a horse. But finally, Krishna loses. And then Krishna says, in Braj Bhasha, he says, just a little bit, can you show that gilli in my hand? Gilli is that small, like a ball thing. So he said, why? No, I just want to see. And when it came in Krishna's hand, he said, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you one rule. The rule is that whoever has the gilli in his hand, he never becomes the horse. So Govind Das was furious. All the time you have been making me horse. Now I have gotten the chance and you don't want to, and you want to, you are Choro ka Sardar. Chorashtakam. So he started running after Krishna. Krishna started running and Krishna entered the altar. And Govinda's thought, now Vithalanaji is doing his Shringar. Who knows how long Shringar will take, and he might not even get dressed well. He might do, you know, do some pranks and not get dressed in proper time. So he just called Vithalanaji, Baba, Baba, come out. Why? Search his clothes. He has taken that ghillie. What are you talking about? No, you go and search. And lo and behold, he found the ghillie. And Baba was astonished. Baba was in, Vithalanaji was in Vatsalya and Dasya Bhav. But Sakya Bhav he has not cherished with Srinathji. Govindas was relishing the Sakya Bhav. And he was astonished and he was appreciative of him, saying that, oh, Thakurji, Srinathji has blessed you with this. So we, you, all of us do not know with whom we are sitting, what all pastimes Krishna is doing with them in a pratyaksh way, in a direct way, indirect way. So hence, first sutra, why to comment? Why to not use words with caution? We have to use words with caution. And if at all, through some interesting way, they comment on us, the second sutra, why every comment should beg a response? Third sutra. What was the third sutra? If at all we are seeing all the craziness happening, there might be some interesting story happening. We don't know the heart of the person. And hence third sutra is don't fixate on a mental story. And the uber sutra for everything is the sutra four. Find the devotional spark and fan it. With that, I rest my case. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Now we can take questions and reflections. Reflections means something which stuck with you. Suggestions, corrections, feedback, whatever you want to give. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanu Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you.
Prabhu, you said something if stuck with you. I think it's a whole class that stuck with me. So I don't know how many reflections there should be. It was a beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Such a wonderful class, Prabhuji. It shows how much association you're blessed with, Prabhuji. I was making some points, but certainly there are so many points and a few hands already raised. Yes, Prabhuji, you said it's an oasis, one of the oasis that our Hargrave Shama Gauri Mataji has started years ago, this group, and certainly oasis, Prabhuji, without devotees like you, it's impossible. So thank you, Prabhuji, for coming on the call. That was very nice of you. It was a beautiful lecture, Prabhuji.
Raj Prabhu, you are too kind. Thank you. I'm amazed at your initiative. All glories. Thank you for giving
glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, beautiful class. I love the you said one of the dohas. Ko ke man koi na jana. Can you please repeat it, Prabhuji? I wasn't able to it whole.
This is a Surdas song. Surdas, he sings this song in which Surdas is echoing the moods of devotee gopis when Uddhava comes to give them a discover yourself session. They tell, oh, Hari Darshan ki pyasi, kau ke man kau na janat logan ke man haasi, Surdas Prabhu tumre daras bina, leo karvat kashi. That Surdas, they say that we want to take Krishna's darshan and you're talking us Vedanta? Tell him we'll go to Kashi. Kashi is the seat of Advaitvad and Maya, you know, Brahmavad, like that. So it's a taunt to Uddhava, isn't it? So that's the song. It's a very famous bhajan.
Very beautiful bhajan, Prabhu. I will certainly go and find it on YouTube later, maybe. Very beautiful bhajan. Prabhuji, certainly we
so some not... hands are being seen. Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji. And we should not speak whatever is not needed. That's beautiful, Prabhuji. or silence or speaking katha, Krishna katha. That's amazing.
Gap ki jage jap.
Instead, gap, no gap shap, only jap. Only jap. Hari bol. And
that's Prabhuji, even a better sutra you made.
Oh, no, Prabhuji. I just learned from you. And that, the three sutras, Prabhuji, amazing. Use words only with caution. Every comment does not need a response, and don't fix on a mental story. Very beautiful, Prabhuji. Very beautiful.
And the fourth one. Find the devotional spark and span it.
Yes. Prabhuji, with your permission, I will go to the question answer session. Our very dear Anuradha Mataji is there. Hare Krishna, Anuradha Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for the wonderful class, as Raj Prabhu has spoken so much, and I second whatever Prabhu said. I'm sure we all do. Prabhu, my question is, you were saying this often comes to the mind that, when we are not chanting on our beads, our tongue should be still chanting. And I tried it many times, but what happens before I finish the mental one, I'm saying like doing something else or walking or, trying to chant. But by the time I finish one mantra, my mind would have gone to so many things. By the time I remember it, maybe like 3-4 days later, I should chant when I'm... So that's where I am. And also, if I'm not wrong, Jiva Goswami says that one who chants all the time, it needs a lot of sukriti. Not a regular, jiva cannot chant all the time. It needs a lot of piety. Can you comment on that, Prabhu? Maybe you can suggest something practical that I can practice. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Anuradha Mataji, for your appreciation and a nice question. If I understand correctly, you said when you were saying the mind wanders, that is in the off the 16 rounds or within the 16 rounds, if you may.
Honestly, all the time, but especially at least when the beads are in hand. Are in hand, it's something I know I'm doing it for a particular purpose, but in general, doing other things and chanting, you said that, right? Also, the gap or jap.
Yeah.
Right? That, yeah.
See, very good question. Many people ask me that, like sometimes they say, oh, Prabhu, ab 16 rounds ho gaye. Ab hame, now 16 rounds have happened and I'm doing on the beads or chanting and I'm going there and maybe I'm looking here. Isn't it inattentive chanting? Well, we have to set our intentions right. Our intention is that what our Guru Varga has given us, the 16 rounds, that we do as nicely as possible, refining our practice of chanting. And what you said, that our mind goes here and there, that's a perennial problem with everybody, and we have to not become dejected. We have to understand what's the problem and refine it. Certainly, let's speak about, and there are so many solutions about there, but I just want to address this inhibition which devotees may have, that after 16 rounds, if they have picked up a bead and maybe they are going to grocery shopping, or maybe they are walking, or maybe they are somebody speaking with them and they are doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They may think, oops, am I doing inattentive chanting? No, our intention. What is our intention? I have done my 16 rounds properly. Now, isn't it better that with humble attitude, I'm speaking to Krishna? Krishna, I don't know when my heart will fail in this conversation, walking or going to grocery. So, Krishna, I just want to take your name as much as possible. So see, the intention is coming out and Krishna appreciates that intention. I think there we don't get any inattentive chanting negative points. Because that 16 rounds, yajna, we have done it properly. After that, we are chanting as much as possible. He would have seen in Srila Prabhupada's walking, right? He would just always with the beads. Sometimes that's why when earlier I would come to Vrindavan, I would see people walking everywhere with beads. I think, how bad they're chanting in. Chanting is 16 rounds only, they are not doing properly and they're walking. No. Their 43rd round is going on. And there is one person I know, he does 128 rounds a day. And he preaches also. Our Bhakti Siddhanta Sasri Thakur, he used to do 192 rounds. It's not that 192 rounds he was doing in 22 hours. He would finish it in 12 and 13 hours. After that, he would preach also. He would counsel people also. So now when I come and I see people walking around with beads every time, I say, what a glorious commitment and attachment to chanting that they have done their guru told rounds properly. Huh? Now they are taking maximum advantage. So of the 16 rounds, let's not have that inhibition that it is, you know, it's an attentive chanting. It's, which is better, right? Which world is illusory? The external world or the chanting world? The external world is illusory. We are taking care of chanting and it is taking shelter of chanting and it is, and our intention is pure that we are taking shelter. In the 16 rounds or whatever we decide, like I know some Guru Maharaj's disciple, they vow even to chant more, even in their initiation. Like I know Param Pooja Gopal Krishna Maharaj's disciple, they take a vow that Ekadashi they'll chant 25 rounds. It's a vow. Nothing doing it. So that vow we refine as much as possible. And that's a whole struggle. People, so many seminars are there on the internet. And yeah, I think we can add one small habit, you know. And since you asked, in the interest of time, I'll just say one habit. One habit would be protect your nights. Let me repeat, protect your nights, which means before sleeping and after we wake up. Of course, this is the Japa Sangha call, so you are doing a virtual association. That is good. But we try to not entertain non-Krishna conscious conversations sometime before we sleep and sometimes after we get up. So suppose you sleep at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, everything, that it's called wind down phase, as though, you know, Brahma's night is ending. So what happens? The water rises up and Janaloka Tapaloka gets. So it should happen with us also. It's like, I'm dying. Actually, we die only in the sleep. So 1 hour, half an hour before, everything should collapse. Or if it is on, it should be devotionally on. No conversations. And then when we wake up in the morning for some time, we do these conference calls, which are Krishna conscious, or if we are not able to do, then phone can be off. Mind will urge, can I on? And it's a continuous hit and trial struggle going on, but still. So this is the sutra protecting the night, that sleep is protected. 1 hour before the sleep or half an hour before the sleep, if I have wound down everything, then the sleep will be protected. At peace, we... Because sometimes when we wake up, we are all dizzy and crazy, right? We won't be dizzy and crazy if we have protected the sleep before. And after, when we know I have not to entertain any other conversation as far as possible in household life, it may be difficult with some of you. But as far as possible, because when the conversation starts, it starts in the head, right? And then chanting is not, chanting goes in the background. Does that help you, Anuradha Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for all the explanation, Prabhu. Thank you. Please come back again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I didn't answer one thing. Jiva Goswami, what you said, I haven't come across this in Bhakti Sandarbha, or maybe my reading was inattentive. But I believe what you're saying, it is true that he would have said this. With Kripa, and with satsanga, we can create our sukriti. He also says that, right? With satsanga and kripa, we create our bhaktionmukh sukriti. And then we can chant. We can chant.
Yes, Prabhuji. It's in Art of Chanting by Mahanidhi Swami book. In that book, it is. That's what I remember. Oh, it's okay. Been a year. Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah,
maybe, okay.
Yeah. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. So there are other questions by Jyoti Ji and Dr. Karpagavali. If I
yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dandatnam, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, I want to know that four sutras you told, no? Kindly please repeat it, Prabhuji.
Okay. Okay, and maybe Raj Prabhu, if you are very fasting typing, you may also consider type and share. Yeah. So first sutra is Use words with caution. Second sutra is every comment does not beg a response.
Every comment does not beg a response,
which means we don't have to respond to every comment which world throws out at us, right? Because people are commentators, they want to comment on everything. We don't want to be commentators, right? We have to read commentaries of acharyas. Third, do not fixate on a mental story about somebody. Because cow came and go on a mental story. Mental story, sometimes we create stories about other persons. Oh, he must be like that, she must be like that. Oh, Chitraketu must be arrogant. We don't have to create it. We have so much to work on ourselves, isn't it? So much to work on, so much to read, so much to hear. Like somebody, if somebody tells me, Prabhu, I have so much of free time. Really? 64 rounds? 128 rounds? Read Bhagavad Gita again, Bhagavatam again. No, we have so much to do. Or go preach out more. Maybe start another Bhakti Viksha. Guru book distribution more. So many things can be done. So why to, you know, fixate on a mental story and comment about others? And last is find the devotional spark in everybody and fan it. His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu's website is fanthespark.com. That's where I got trained. In one sense, I mean, major part of my Krishna consciousness training for almost 10 years was in ISKCON Silicon Valley. And he is a walking example of fanning the spark. Fanning the spark. All our Guru Vargas, Param Pujya Jai Pataka Swami Maharaj, how much little spark he has fanned everywhere. All our Guru Vargas, they are fanning the spark. And thank you, Raj Prabhu, for excellently writing them and sharing. Hare Krishna. Hope that helps you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. This Janma was not enough to read all the books. I was thinking, reading this Janma is not enough to know more and more about Krishna.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandatman. Thank you for the association, Prabhuji.
Hare. Thank you. Okay. Now we have other questions.
Jyoti Mataji. Krishna Jyoti Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Raj Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam to you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question to you is, in subtle way, I want to know how to differentiate between the sense gratification and the service. Because I see that to cultivate the attitude behind the differentiation is getting very difficult, and I'm not able to understand it in the subtle way. Is the sense gratification going on or the real service is happening? So could you please share your experiences and teach us on this?
Wow, your question is, Jyoti Mata, your question is very loaded. It speaks that you are very thoughtful, because we need all of this thoughtful contemplation. Only Shravan is not enough. Nowadays, Shravana keeps going on in the background on YouTube, Bluetooth, and when we are walking and things like that. But Manana is important too. Manana means contemplation. You're doing that. And my easy answer is that keep doing that without reducing your sadhana and seva. Because we have to be thoughtfully aware, right? We have to be very savadhan, means aware that what is trickling inside is, am I doing sense gratification in the name of service, or is it service for service sake? So my short answer is that continue doing that, and best if you can find a thoughtful devotee friend, like-minded, like that around you, whom you can share and who is little advanced also. Because when we share sitting together and contemplating on these things, then just by sharing itself, the solutions come out. this second way. Third way is that just see what's happening in your heart. Is your enthusiasm to do more sadhana and more service increasing or reducing? Is the tendency to find faults and becoming like, you know, in Hindi there is a word, I don't know if you know, the chidchida, you know, little, what's the English word of that, irritated? Are you feeling irritated or you're becoming contented? Contentment is coming. There are certain these telltale signs. Are your material needs reducing or increasing? This we can honestly do the contemplation ourselves or with a friend. So what are these three things? First, is your sadhana and enthusiasm for it, right? Because sometimes it may happen we are in a situation like maybe we have a young baby and we are not able to do service more, but we're enthusiastic to do more, right? So that's a good sign. Once that situation will be eased out, then we'll pick up, right? So are we feeling enthusiastic to chant more, hear more, go to dham more, etc., etc., right? Is that increasing or not? Second, are we little contented or irritated? Are we finding good qualities in others or finding faults? Third thing, right? And final fourth thing, which you may like, which is very practical, whom you like to associate with, you can honestly ask the question. Because if we are getting attracted to self, somehow we'll shy away from devotees. We like to associate with sense gratifiers. And if you like to, okay, devotees, please do an operation on my heart, then we like to associate with devotees. So four things I said. First thing, continue the contemplation which you're doing, either by yourself, right? And the second thing, best if you find a friend. The qualities of the friend are indicated by Rupa Goswami. He or she is, I mean, if you're in family, the spouse is supposed to be the best friend. That's the perk of, you know, once Radhika Raman Prabhu was telling in household life, often he was giving a seminar for Guinness. He's saying that one advantage for sure, which is there, is you have a free association available, isn't it? You know, like that. Of course, that can be talking about from Chari Ashram also. So, second, find a friend. Third, check whether your enthusiasm for service and sadhana is increasing. Third, check certain behavioral markers, right? Like we check for cholesterol and things like that. So some behavioral markers. What are these? Finding faults or not? Contented or irritated? Whom do you like to associate with? So these four or five things may be a good checkpoints in my opinion. In short, does that help you?
Yes, Prabhuji. Because there was an extended question, I wanted to know how to check at all these things and to be very practical at the end of the day. But I didn't ask that, and you gave me exact answer I was looking for, and I was praying for this answer from last 2 days because I was feeling the same thing, because I couldn't understand what was exactly happening. I am not shying away with the devotees, but what is happening is I am not able to understand, but if the devotee is making a mistake, am I supposed to inform or am I supposed to withdraw? Because I don't have that authority to go and, you know, inform. Even they are at, you know, very new, or even though they are very senior. So I am noticing the fault, to be very clear. Mm-hmm. But... Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to take the responsibility to act on it. So, what to do in this case?
See, it depends. Thank you for sharing. It depends case to case. Sometimes none of our business. Very clearly, none of our business. We can better take care of also. Sometimes it is so much that it can hamper us and maybe some more people around us. Then best is to humbly share or in confidence with one particular devotee whom you think has an authority. But after that, forget about it. Just forget about it. Like, not going and checking with that devotee again and again. Did you do something like that? Yeah. So it depends case to case basis. Yeah. Hope that answered a little bit to your question, Jyoti Mataji. First case, yes, other cases where let's not bother about. I have too much to look at myself. Yeah.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dhanvad, for your association, Dhanvad. Prabhuji. Please do come. Dhanvad. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay.
Thank you, Jyoti Mataji. Our Mega Mataji is there. Hare Krishna, Mega Mataji.
Prabhuji, I just want to say, I just heard your class first time today, and I don't know if you come before, but it was such a wonderful class. Very, very instructive. You know, please bless me that I can follow these four sutras. I've been trying so hard, but it's so hard. You know, it's very difficult at times. Like sometimes, you know, my question for you is about the sutras. That sometimes, you know, like mume unglin dal ke bulate hai, right? Like it's like they want to get a comment. They ask you, and they, you know, it's kind of rude to like walk away when someone's asking you. How do you not answer? It's not even just a comment. It's an ask, and you know that this ask is gonna lead to, you know, what it's gonna lead to. Like a longer conversation. So in that case, how do you walk away and not have a comment back or not answer? Like, isn't that rude to walk away?
I just love the way you said, "Muh mein ungli dal ke uttar nikalwate." So that's a Hindi way of saying they not beg, they want to extract the comment, right? Beg is too polite word in that sense. Mm-hmm. What to do? The world is so complicated, so complicated. And I think first thing when we hear and see and observe these situations, our attractions toward Radha Krishna must increase. That world is so nice where Dan Keli Kalau Lubdha Maryadayor Bhaje. That Vishnu Chakri Thakur, recently, I've been assisting His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj in his books, and we are doing Dana Keli Komudi. In that, the first verse in the commentary of Vishnu Chakri Thakur is that I worship Radha Krishna. I like that they don't care about a fig and they lose all the proper dealings and they take shelter of untruth and taunting. I just love their tauntings. So by seeing the tauntings of this world, we feel like, oh, where I'm stuck, better I should go to Goloka in this life only, because there the tauntings are so sweet that Vishnu Chakri Thakur is worshipping them. So first it should increase our Vairag, seeing that how complicated way people act. And hence when we act from the vantage point of Vairag and attachment towards that higher spiritual truths, then I think Krishna will give us intelligence how to act humbly and not to disappoint them also, but kind of not feign, F-E-I-G-N, I think, intelligence which we don't have. Sometimes the comment, simple answer could be, Prabhu, Mataji, I really don't know. I am so foolish. You know, sometimes, you know, a topic of level of GBC is put forward to you. Prabhu and Mataji, what do you think about this issue? You know, like sometimes you're giving a class and then there is a controversial topic brought up. Now one response is that, I have to give the class. So maybe I should take out my, I should keep all my time aside and now I should answer it. But it creates controversies. It may divide the congregation. And other people are thinking, what's going on? Simple answer could be, I'm not qualified. Move on. So I think the more we practice this and the more we start understanding that having the bhava in our heart secured is much more important than argument. In fact, maturity means that only, that all the small, stupid, they say, right, things does not need sometimes, you know, our elaborate response. We can give a short response saying that, I don't know, maybe I can speak, tell you later, or why don't you ask that devotee? Even though we know the full Jiva Goswami Siddhanta about it. But we know the time, place, circumstances is not appropriate, right? So it depends case to case and practice. It's an abhyas, actually abhyas. And sometimes, Mataji, we have to also, and slowly when we develop our this acumen, we'll also start understanding why the person is asking this. We'll start reading the person's mind. Maybe something else is going on, so we can compassionately deal with that person. Prabhu, is everything okay? From your comment, maybe I'm thinking something is disturbing you. And it will appear that person will tell his entire emotional trauma story instead of that question. Yeah. So you will realize, oops, there was something else and not the question. This has happened with me so many times. Sometimes there was a discussion in which somebody was asking question, challenging our approach to science and cosmology and a lot of other things. Krishna gave me intelligence, this Das humbly presented, and just I gave a ear. The question was sidelined. The entire emotional story came for 1 hour. And I thought, something iceberg principle. We see this much, but there is so much inside. So I think practice. A lot of things we have to do practice, and 10, 20, 30 years, we'll see ourselves. And see, okay, where was I? Where I am now? So, yeah, does that help you in any way?
Yes, definitely. It helps a lot. Thank you so much for such a wonderful answer, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice question. I see some responses. Let me quickly go over them on. Thank you, Jyoti Mataji. Rajru, thank you for Barha Pijam. Tiffany Mataji said she had to leave. I'm grateful for her comment. Thank you, Mahindra Prabhu, Megha Mataji, Parima Mataji, and Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you. Oh, Hallmark ISV class. I don't know. Shri Radhe, Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki Jai. And Revati Priya Bhatt, is it possible to email? Yes, sure, you can email me. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Are there more questions? We are off time and things like that. Please. Thank you, Shama Gauri Mataji, for
Hare giving Krishna, me Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Gurishti Shepa. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nice and very beautiful answers. And, you know, you gave such a nice lessons, Prabhuji, today. And I like the way you were narrating in Vraja Bhasha. It's very nice to hear, Prabhuji. It reminds us Vrindavan, and it feels like, you know, we are there in Vrindavan. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very nice.
Your backdrop is Radha Shyam Sundar.
Yeah. I just love Vrindavan, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear devotees, for staying with us. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such an amazing class. It was full of rasa, amazing class, Prabhuji, as Shyamagauri Mataji said. Sometimes those Hindi comments, most of us come from there, and does help. Just thank you so much. So dear devotees, if nobody has any more questions or comments, we will end the class here. Let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji and all the assembled devotees. Vancha Kalapataru.